both of us are just really appreciative that we can do this together. In fact, my wife, they just had her speak at the Society for Cardiovascular Magnetic Resonance, just held its meeting over the weekend. And she spoke at the meeting to give the patient's perspective of what cardiac MRI has meant for her as a patient. And it was really moving for not just me as her husband, but for other people in our field who work on developing this technology. And you know, sometimes you lose sight of the fact that we're helping real people and real patients are benefiting from this. You know, we're often just looking at these medical images and you kind of lose sight of the fact that there's a person behind that who can really benefit from the technology. She was diagnosed about 5 years ago. And, you know, as part of her diagnosis and treatment, she went through some cardiac ultrasound or echocardiography exams, and they were painful and of limited value because they struggled to get very good pictures of her heart. And then she subsequently had an MRI, which, you know, not only gave information about how what was the size and shape of her heart, how was it functioning, but also is able to look at the heart muscle itself and could detect whether there was any scar tissue developing as a result of her condition. And echo can't do that. And that information helped to guide her treatment. And as I said, she's really made a miraculous recovery of not only her cardiac function, but just her overall well-being. And so MRI really played a key role in directing her therapy.